Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 7:52, Brewers opening day is Thursday, this week Thursday. Can you believe it?
Put away the snowplow and come on out.
This is not the home opener, the season opener. On the road this year, we're in New York City to face the Mets. And at 12:10, first pitch from City Stadium, the home opener a week from tomorrow. All this week, we're getting you set for baseball in Milwaukee. And we're joined by one of my favorite off-the-field players in Milwaukee. Marty Ronski is the chief operating officer for your Milwaukee Brewers. Marty, are you still the only woman in Major League Baseball who holds that title?
No. You know, the good news is we're increasing in numbers, but there is at least one other right now and others coming up and through. But thank you, Vince.
Yes. It's an inspiring story. I mean, for maybe young women or girls or boys, for that matter, who want to get involved in sports, but they know they're not going to make the opening day roster. So they want to get on the business side of things. Like, how does someone like you fall into the role that you're in now, or I should say earn that role with a Major League Baseball team?
You know, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of people championing you all the way along. And, you know, like anything, working hard with a lot of passion, and you never know where you're going to end up.
Marty Ronski is the chief operating officer for the Milwaukee Brewers. I should also point out, and then we can get to a couple of things that I know I want to talk to you about, but you are also famously the keeper, if you will, or the mom, I don't know how you say it, but of Hank the dog, Hank the ballpark pup. How fares Hank these days?
Oh, Hank is, you know what, I will tell you, based on Debbie's traffic report, I decided to chat with you from home this morning. He's asleep by my feet right now, Vince. He is great. Every opening day. Yes. I think the guy, this was his 10th anniversary with us.
Oh, wonderful.
This year. Yep. And he's excited for opening day, like we all are.
One of the things I'm most excited about returning to the ballpark this spring is, and we talked a lot about it, is this giant replay scoreboard thing that has gone up in center field, the monster vision. Your office overlooks, you know, the field. So you've had the opportunity to see this going up. I mean, how big is this thing?
Okay. It is literally, Vince, it's amazing. The main board, right, so we've got two scoreboards now. We've got the main board, which is the video display is literally twice the size of the prior board. So 12,000 square feet we've got. And the difference that people will notice is we are now, it's called full bleed, but the video, where there used to be the static signage around the frame, we've still got our sponsors up there, but it's all in video now so that can change and we can go to full video when we want to.
Sweet.
And then this second board, I'm telling you, so you're right, and you and I have chatted in my office before. I do have the amazing blessing of overlooking the field, but they were testing some video last week, Vince, and, you know, we had a barrel rolling. I literally flinched. It is so bright, and so, like, I thought the barrel was coming at me. I can't wait for people to see it. I think it will. Fans are just going to absolutely love what they see, and so many kudos to all the amazing folks who worked really hard this off season to get this job done.
Hey, Marty, I've got a marketing idea for you for this new video board, the 3rd Street Market Hall Annex Burrito Cam, because that is one of the new things also at the ballpark this year. There's new food for people as well.
You know, there is. And, you know, we listened. We did everything we could to listen to our fans. New food ideas and really bringing the flavor of Milwaukee and the 3rd Street Market Hall into the ballpark is something we heard about. We responded with the 3rd Street Market Hall Annex. We've got 4 of the same food vendors that are downtown Milwaukee right now in the 3rd Street Market Hall. We've got tacos, we've got barbecue, we've got Asian fusion, and we've got some amazing Venezuelan food. So thrilled to be partnering with that group. You know, the right field, loge level. Actually, they put that sign up under my office. I thought it was going to come through my floor, but it's all ready for everyone. And it really, it's amazing food.
I should get you on this as well, Marty, because you know how well we adapt to change here in Milwaukee. So parking is going to be different for fans this year. I think ultimately it's going to be easier. That's one of the reasons that you made the change. It's all digital now.
Absolutely. And you know, look, we've heard people, right, and really the goal was getting people into the ballpark as quickly and easily as possible. And that it's as simple as that. And you're right, change can be a tricky thing, but last week we tested this out. I myself, we all, employees, all of us tested out this process. And there's a way to do this for everyone. It's as simple as, if you buy in advance, right online on brewers.com/tickets, you're going to be able to buy your prepaid parking. You come into the lot, you tap your ballpark app, or you hold your camera up to one of the poles. We'll have a QR code on it. And it's as simple as that. So if anybody is nervous about it, we've got tons of help all around. There's also some traditional kiosks. If you're just saying, I don't want to do this thing on my phone, it makes me really nervous, we've got those kiosks for you. And if you want to buy parking when you pull in, you can just, again, hold your camera up to that QR code. It will take you directly to the website. So if apps aren't for you, if you're nervous this first time around, whatever it is, come on over, come into the lot, we'll get you taken care of.
It's funny, it's as if you're speaking directly to my dad. Coming out to the ballpark. I don't know about this thing, I don't know about that.
I get it, but I do, truly, I believe wholeheartedly, this is going to be a really fantastic thing for our fans and something that, give us a few homestands and people aren't going to remember it another way.
The business operations in good hands with you, Marty. Appreciate your time this morning and happy baseball.
Thank you so much, Vince. Go Brewers.
That's Marty Ronsky, Chief Operating Officer for your Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers and Mets, 12:10 Thursday afternoon to start the season. That game on the road in the home opener at American Family Field next week, Tuesday, against the Twins.
Onward towards a World Series.
Why not?